Oh, baby, hallelujah. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there. Good to have you with us on this Saturday. We've got Jackie Carlberg will be with us talking about Tallahassee Family Magazine. Tamika Smith will be with us from the city of Tallahassee Parks and Recreation. And then another installment of our holiday gift guide with Miriam Dady. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there. Glad you are with me, friend. We are having ourselves a wonderful show today. I've got this person who we've just newly discovered, new friend of the show, Jackie Carlberg, who will be with us coming up later today in the show to talk about a nifty creation that she's brought to us as a community, Tallahassee Family Magazine. How cool is that? And folks, if you're looking for a little inspiration or even just a kick in the butt, this is a great story for you, because this is a young woman who arrives in Tallahassee in August of this year, okay? Not last year, August of this year, because her husband is a graduate student at Florida State, right? They have one child. She decides, I should create a business around the things that I care most or mostly about. And that happens to be child education. She is a former school teacher. She has her master's in education. She is promotionally minded. She's done some work in the field of public relations and promotion. So you're going to learn all about Tallahassee Family Magazine and what a cool idea this is and how she brought this about. They've already published their first edition, and it's a free publication. You can go online and subscribe to it, and they'll mail it to you. Remarkable. So we're excited about that. Anytime we find folks in town who are doing something really cool, then they need to be here, because we want to find out just how cool they are and how cool it is that they're part of this community we are so fond of and participate in so many different ways, with all of the industry and enterprise, startup businesses, the various educational institutions that are a big part of our town, and not the least of which, of course, Florida State University and the Seminole Nation as such. And by the way, the Seminoles playing tonight. When is that? At 7 o'clock, isn't that right? And playing Georgia Tech, coming in at number 12, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, playing Florida State Seminoles that are, yes, undefeated, can we say that, in the regular season, back-to-back. Wow. That's a record. I think I read that that was last achieved back in 1955 or something. I don't know. But it's been a while. Back-to-back seasons undefeated. So way to go, Seminoles. Playing tonight at 7 o'clock in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America Stadium. And this, of course, being for the ACC championship. And that will certainly play into a lot of the question as to ranking and who's going to be in the Final Four playoffs. It's been a wild ride. Would you agree? I've been in Tallahassee 35 years. I don't think I can recall another year of Florida State football that has been as tumultuous and dramatic and angering and joyous all in one sentence. It's like a thrill ride that just keeps giving back. Courtesy of Mr. Jameis Winston and company, some very, very talented teammates who, for their part, as has been now said probably too often, find a way to win. If you're not a football fan, that's okay, because you know what? There's lots of other stuff going on, not the least of which would be the Winter Festival, which is tonight. So if you're into lights and candy canes and jingle bells and parades and Santa Claus, well, baby, I got you a ticket for a front row seat. You're going to love this. If you're a longtime Tallahassean, you know how enjoyable Winter Festival is, and they haven't spared anything on this occasion. They've got it rocking. It all kicks off this afternoon around 3 o'clock, runs till about 10 o'clock tonight. A couple of high points for you. The lighting ceremony is at 6, and the parade starts around 7:15. So encourage you to be a part of that. Weather is going to be fantastic, just perfect for outdoors. And the whole downtown area will be glistening and jingling with the light as we celebrate this time of year. And for those of you who are looking forward to Christmas, we're doing our part. You know, we've connected with Christmas Connection over the years. And in doing that, it's been our purpose to try to underscore the value of what they bring. And by goodness, they do bring a tremendous amount of help to families in need, children across the region that are share with a little joy, a little encouragement, a little hope, because here's a kid who otherwise would not have a thing to show for Christmas. And a lot of times it's not a shiny thing. It may be a food or clothing that child would not have, except that you decided to give. And it doesn't have to be magnanimous. It can be a very simple gift. Here's what we've done. We have agreed with Renegade Barbershop, a longtime Tallahassee favorite in this community. Renegade has 8 locations in Tallahassee, 1 location in Quincy. They actually have one over in Sandestin as well. But for all of the Tallahassee locations in Quincy, you can go by any one of those locations and leave your donation. They have the Christmas Connection boxes there ready for you. Leave an unwrapped toy for a boy or girl, or a canned food item, non-perishable food item, a clothing item. And then we take it upon ourselves to make sure all of those donations are collected and delivered to Christmas Connection headquarters, which is out on West Tennessee this year, in the old Harvey's supermarket. We love the way Christmas Connection does business because they're very, very accountable, very conscientious about how all of this is given to these families in need, and then does the business throughout the year of supporting those families, going in and helping them learn how to do better for themselves. So there's a lot that goes in after Christmas is passed to educate and train and empower and find opportunities for these families to actually do better. So with that level of accountability and commitment to the welfare of our community, it just seems like a natural choice for us. Help us help. Christmas Connection is the idea. And of course, we are fully devoted to it as a radio broadcast and as a company here, Alcom Marketing and Advertising, that is responsible for the production of this show, also responsible for this entire promotion. Our thanks to Renegade Barbershop, our title sponsor this year, and the other wonderful sponsors, Truck and Car Concepts, Witt and Glass, Browning Moving and Logistics, Pedro's Auto Service, and we couldn't do it without the help of all of these who have contributed by helping us pay for all the advertising that goes to get our message out to you. So be sure to stop in this week at one of those fine sponsors. You'll find them on the website at HelpChristmasConnection.com. Stay with me. I've got Miriam Dady standing by.
The holidays are coming, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witt and Glass. Witt and Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witt and Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are, another edition of our holiday gift guide with the very lovely, highly intelligent, sophisticated, a person of impeccable... Impeccable taste. I didn't finish. Miriam Dady is with us, and we are so happy that you've been out and about, as I understand.
Yeah, and I can tell from the way you're talking, you want to be on my Christmas list.
How am I doing?
I've been shopping.
This is what I know. And you've been digging up some pretty cool stuff.
I have.
Last
I found...
week we talked a little bit about... my favorite things.
Monograms.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Lots of monograms. And I don't want to, let me just finish with my favorite things. I don't want to leave that topic yet because they have got a precious maple cheese board and spreader set that you can put an initial on, put a monogram on. Really, that is a pre-Christmas present.
That is a neat thing.
People need it for the parties.
Absolutely.
So, fellas... Yeah. Just surprise them a little early. I promise you, it's going to bode well for you when you open your Christmas stocking.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what I like about you, Miriam. Always thinking of us guys out here.
I'm only thinking of you. And that brings me to the guys.
Please
because
continue.
Once you start off with this pre-Christmas gift, you are going to be so happy, especially if you drop the hint about Truck and Car Concepts. I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week. With backup cameras, things like that. But, you know, there are a lot of things you can do inside the truck that are going to be really impressive.
Yes.
And if you're really, really, really good, Ultra sound system. Amazing, superior sound systems for as little as $300. Now, of course, the sky's the limit.
Right, right.
Depending on what the elf on the shelf said about you, but maybe not so good, you can get something for the guy all the way down to framing his Seminole tag or a nice mat for the floorboard.
Yeah.
They've got everything that's going to keep the truck nice.
Yeah, truck mat, the floor mats, and the license plate frames that have their favorite team, right?
Exactly.
Florida State or
exactly. University of Florida and if you and ladies, if you don't want to stick your neck out, get a gift certificate.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's going to love it.
He's going to love the certificates.
They absolutely do gift certificates, and those fit in the stocking, unlike the backup cameras.
Depending on, I guess the size of the stocking. My stocking, probably it would fit because I have big feet. So this is all good. Now, for those of us who are looking for something that would be rather distinctive, let's say, kind of not the ordinary gift, but something memorable and something that might reflect well on my good taste.
I like that word.
Yeah?
I like that word, reflect. Widen Glass Company.
Yes.
They can change the appearance of your home for less than $60.
Really?
You don't have to knock out a wall. You add a mirror. Custom cut to your specifications. If you have a beautiful frame already, drop it off there. Talk with those folks. They will fit it beautifully into your frame. Starting at less than $60.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It can change the whole space that you're in.
So Widen Glass, now these are the folks that are the oldest glass company in Tallahassee. I think they've been around since 1945.
Or 1495. They have been around forever.
Well, I do think that they're in their third generation over there, so that makes sense.
They're very savvy, though, because they have a website.
They do have a website.
WiddenGlass.com.
Easy enough.
Yeah. And you can kind of poke around there to get your creative juices flowing, or just give them a call. They can be reached at 222-5781, and they'll give you even better ideas than I can come up with.
I like it. Widen Glass. Mm-hmm. Give a mirror that reflects well on your good taste. Clever.
That's right.
And again, to your specifications, so you can get down to the size that makes sense. If it's a gift that you can get for less than $60.
Exactly.
And it's something that they're going to keep in the home forever.
It can add light.
Especially newlyweds, right? First home.
Even if you put it down a hallway, it will broaden the whole space. It's like redecorating without redecorating.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Folks, I hope that you're taking lots of notes here. And by the way, we're going to be putting all of these suggestions together for you on our website so that you can read through those things if you've forgotten something that Miriam has brought to us. Miriam, what a wonderful thing you've done. Thank you for your help.
I try. I'm going to go out again. I'm going to shop some more. Hopefully this week I'm going to hit Garnet and Gold.
We'd like to know.
I've got to get my pads on because the elbows are going to be flying before this ACC championship and after the ACC championship and before the next college ranking drop.
Right.
The Garnet and Gold is hot
you know,
Christmas
another
gifts.
Another would be Annette McGuffey's shop over there, a Country Rose Florist. We should find out what they've got going on.
They're unique.
Yeah.
It's not like your run-of-the-mill arrangements there.
Very, very
and,
nice.
And
stuff.
They will really weave in some of the local growing
vines
and beautiful.
And,
right, dogwood, anything you want.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we love to do, bringing you good news here at the Christmas holiday season for all of your gift-giving ideas. Decking the halls, so to speak, with great gift ideas, courtesy of Miriam Dady, and brought to us each week during the Christmas holiday season by the good folks at Send Out Cards, where you can go online, have your own account, log in, and send out cards to all of your family and friends. It is so very, very convenient and very tasteful, by the way, because they're getting a real card that Send Out Card does for you without you having to even lick the stamp. I mean, they put it all together, and Miriam Dady is here representing Send Out Cards with all of that good service.
I'm telling you what, I'm not going to call you lazy Christmas shoppers, but those of you that like to have your slippers on and your hot cocoa in your hand, log on to your Send Out Cards account, pick out a present, hit the send button.
That's true.
Let my company
cards
do the work.
And gifts.
That's right.
You can send through send-out cards. Well, Miriam, thank you for being with us again this week. We're going to continue this, and we look forward to having you back again next Saturday with more.
You know I'll have more.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
During this holiday season, protect your homes, family, and businesses with security and sun control window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years experience in protecting against Mother Nature. Our security window film is resistant to strong winds and airborne debris, and it provides an invisible barrier to smash and grab thieves and intruders. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Protect your family with the best security and sun control window film and unmatched professional installation from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Gift certificates available now. Call 656-8800. 656-8800. The perfect gift. Truck and Car Concepts gift certificates are available now.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are in the thick of the holidays here. Christmas is fast approaching. Boys and girls, those of you who are listening, thinking of what Santa might be bringing to you, certainly I have issued a fair warning to those who want to bless me with any kind gift they might do during Christmas with no hesitation. I asked for a Surface Pro. I wanted some very, very expensive toys this year. And one of our family members wrote back to me and said, "You want to revise that list or are you just joshing here?" So you see, I have some things that I've got to do to figure out whether or not I can fit into the gift-giving season that's upon us. But one thing's for sure, if I want to give myself a gift, all I have to do is participate in the wonderfully well-organized number of activities being brought to us again this year by the good folks with Tallahassee Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs. We call it, or they call it, the Winter Festival. And Winter Festival brings us peppermints and penguins and poinsettias. The Winter Festival now in its, I don't know, 20 plus years or better. We're going to find out all about that here as we close out the hour with our new friend who has joined us. Tamika Smith is the Interim Assistant Director with the Tallahassee Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs. Tamika, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You look marvelous, too.
Well,
by
thank
the way.
You very much. Yes. I'm in the season.
I see that.
The season.
She has this
yes.
lovely magenta sort of classy looking coat, waistcoat, and you just, man, you just got it going on.
Well,
and
thank you.
It's put me in the mood now for Christmas.
Well,
I'm
that's,
ready.
Then I should probably leave. That was
my
whole goal.
I mean, you can just go and I'll be fine. But the rest of us would love to hear more about the events that you have planned. Now, folks, for those who may be curious at this moment, this all happens on Saturday, December the 6th. So, you know, that's coming up today because we're looking at all kinds of neat things that are happening. This is the opening day, for example, of Tallahassee on Ice. Tell us about that.
Tallahassee on Ice. So our ice skating rink will open up pretty soon here. The green space down at Clayman Plaza will turn into an ice skating rink.
Uh-huh.
And our ice skating rink this year is a little bit bigger.
Right.
And so we will have, it's not actually ice, we call it, it's synthetic. So it's synthetic and kids and family members, anybody can go down and get some skates on,
yeah,
and get on the
go
ice
for it, huh?
On the synthetic ice, yes.
Now, if you're new to Tallahassee, and I know a number of you are, this is such a beloved tradition for us. Winter Festival just always brings us so many cool things. Never fails to deliver a wide variety of activities. The Tallahassee Ice Rink is one of those things. It starts officially at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so it goes from 3 to 10 in downtown Tallahassee. The lighting ceremony that you need to see is tonight at 6 o'clock. And then coming right after that is the Capital Health Plan 3K Jingle Bell Run. Now, this is where a bunch of people dress up in their pajamas, basically, and put on Santa hats, and they run around the streets of downtown Tallahassee. I don't know why they do this, but they seem to have a lot of fun, don't they?
It's always a lot of fun, and it's young people, older people. It is everything in between. We have animals who are participating as well, so it's the whole event is very family-friendly and family-focused.
Well, good point. And the children's activity area goes on, where they can have opportunity for hands-on arts and crafts. And they've got bounce houses, and all of that is at Clayman Plaza, too, isn't it?
Yes, that is all down in the downtown area, spread out during the chain of parks. We have Candy Cane Lane, which is very, very famous. Lots of people love the Candy Cane Lane, lots of little ones. And then five stages of entertainment. So we have entertainment going on all night.
Very cool. Then the big, big event of the evening is the nighttime parade, and that's brought to us by the City of Tallahassee Utility Department. Now, that starts at 7:15. It runs on Monroe Street from north to south, starts at the north end of Monroe Street, right at Tennessee, and then it goes through, down to Madison, right?
Down to Madison Street. So that's a lot of fun, lots of lights, lots of fun.
I have the distinction of being able to say that I participated in the very, very first Winter Festival Parade in 1986.
And that is really awesome.
Yeah.
You are very lucky.
I was very fortunate. I was running a radio station at the time, and we had Jones Tractor Company. Earl Jones and his company brought to us this massive combine out of the fields of South Georgia that they had to bring in on a semi truck. That's how big this thing was. And then it was our job to slather this machine vehicle with colored, with tiny white lights, is what we did. And the machine was so wide, it filled up the street. You know, there was barely enough room for people
to back up and let you guys through.
You just had to let and the kids went absolutely berserk. They were just stupefied as they saw this massive combine coming in, this big old John Deere machine rolling down the street. I'll never forget it. And that was our first participation in that very first year. Since then, we've been in most of those parades.
Wow.
And in doing that, we've been participating under the banner of Help Us Help Christmas Connection, which is a project that we have undertaken over the last, the last 12 or 13 years, but never fails to delight Tallahassee with all of the, and you have a lot of folks come from out of town who bring their entries to the parade, don't you?
We do. We have over 70 entries with the parade. So it is filled with lots of lights, lots of fun, lots of, from bands to performers to anything you can imagine, huge trucks coming down Monroe Street. It's a lot of fun. You have the motorcade as well, and it always ends with Santa and Mrs. Claus on fire truck. So the parade is there's so many awesome features throughout the entire season, but the parade is certainly one of our most popular.
Well, and you know, folks, when you think about what makes Tallahassee very, very special, and we think it's a special place, This festival is certainly one of those that ranks up there among the top 10 in my mind. And the parade is such a central part of that, isn't it?
It is. It very much
is. What is it about parades, do you think, that just gets us all so childlike, I guess, huh?
I have no idea. There's a magic to it. There's a magic to the entire event, not entire evening, but parades, I think people like to see the diversity, because whatever entry you put into the parade, it's a reflection of how you feel about the season, how you feel about the event. Uh-huh. So if it's the band and the songs that they're playing, or the funky outfits, or the floats and how they're designed, or the huge trucks with the lights on, there's so much diversity and variety that everybody can see. And each one is different from the next.
Right.
Everything is so very different. Even if we do have a theme, the way they express the theme is very different.
Awesome.
So it's, I love parades too.
That's awesome.
All the different parades.
You're not originally from Tallahassee, or you are?
I am not. I am from Milton, Florida, which is right outside of Pensacola. But yeah. We don't have a Winterfest. We do have a Christmas parade.
Well, that's interesting.
It
so
is.
You have some prior experience, and your participation with Parks and Recreation is fairly new, right? You've been with the program for how long?
For 4.5 years now.
Oh, okay.
I joined the city as
that's
a director.
Long enough.
That is long enough to love. I mean, and what's interesting is I came to the parade with my own children before I joined the city.
How cool is
so
that?
So I've had both sides of it, which is really cool.
So now you look out at those folks along the parade route and realize how special it is, because you've been there.
I've seen, and to see the joy in your kids' eyes as they stroll down the street and see everything and eat the food, it's really awesome to see other children and other families enjoying that while we're on the other side. And so there's a lot of gratitude that comes with that.
Talking with Tamika Smith. She is the Interim Assistant Director for Tallahassee Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny right here at 93.3 FM. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are on this beautiful Saturday in December, the first weekend of December, and we are thrilled to be in the presence of greatness, someone who is on the inside of making Winter Festival come alive for all of us. Now, you know, Winter Festival is tonight, well, beginning this afternoon, from 3 all the way until 10 o'clock tonight, capped off with this fantastic nighttime parade that begins at 7:15. And I will say to you, as a veteran of this event, if you're taking your kids, you got to give yourself a couple hours, okay? Depending on the age of your children, give yourself, moms know this, right? Dads are always the last to figure this out. And I speak with all humble repentance in that regard. But if that parade starts at 7:15, I can tell you they're pretty good about trying to make that mark. And I've participated in the parade for years. I've been an observer with my own children. They're pretty good about starting on time. With that in mind, you want to be down there no later than probably an hour prior. Because what happens, too, is that everybody's looking for those best spots along the curb. Now, if that's not important to you, well, okay. But then there are the parking issues, okay? So you got to allow yourself a little time, find that parking spot, be able to traverse the hills of Tallahassee downtown. We love that, don't we, Jay Revel? And so we're going to get you in place so that you're able to enjoy the parade. So that's just a little advice here from the Moose as we talk about getting ready for this parade tonight. We've got Tamika Smith with us. She is the assistant, actually the interim assistant director for the Tallahassee Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs, which takes responsibility for all this. And you guys start planning, I guess, the day after, don't you? So like tomorrow, Sunday, you're going to start working on next year's festival.
Absolutely. We've started actually planning for next year as well.
Wow.
And I appreciate the greatness title, But I have to give that my hat goes off to the staff that put this together. Oh, my goodness. They are remarkably brilliant and creative. And so the ideas start, you know, swelling from the ground up. They come in and they involve the community so well, from the entertainers to the ornament trees that we have, the guys with the Parks Department that I went down earlier this week and watched them put up part of the skating rink.
Right. It's remarkable, isn't it?
It is remarkable. They do an excellent job.
Speaking of which, let's give a shout out to our friend Jan Bubsy.
Oh, Jan is awesome.
Isn't she?
She's so awesome,
Jan,
and creative.
You know what? There's a trophy somewhere with your name on it.
Definitely.
And a t-shirt, because, my goodness, folks, if you don't know Jan Bubsy, she's one of these people who never looks for that kind of recognition. Really probably could care less about that sort of thing, but... I can speak from personal experience. She's been the one behind the scenes many times, working the whole program and making sure that things come together. And as you say, Tamika, there's a lot of folks that have their hands on this thing. Tell us about the lighting ceremony. That in and of itself is sort of a hold your breath moment, right? Because just tell us what goes into that. What will happen? This is at 6 o'clock tonight. Now
at 6 o'clock, so we have our new mayor.
Yes.
Mayor Gillum will be flipping the switch this year.
His first opportunity to flip the switch
so,
as mayor.
I know he is really excited, and we'll have a representative.
Worth running for office just to be able to be the guy who flips the switch.
Very true.
See, boys and girls, this is what happens. You want to be mayor of Tallahassee, and you work and you sweat and you bleed and you get elected and you get to flip the switch.
You get to flip the switch.
I love this.
And he will actually have several children from first responder families who will be there with him flipping the switch with a representative from CHP. So it
very
is
cool.
Very nice. And that it is a hold your breath moment that you and we all, even as adults, we go back to our 6-year-old selves and we are holding our breath too. So.
Because you want all the, and tell us what happens when he flips that switch. What happens?
Well, the lights just magically, it goes from nothing to everything.
Yeah.
The world, it's magical. That's our job, is to make that moment and that night.
Now, folks, I don't want to give away too many surprises here, okay? So especially if this is your first visit to the lighting ceremony. Now, this happens there basically in the downtown parks, at Bluxome Park particularly. But it's that chain of parks you're familiar with. It's where Lemoyne has their spring art festival, and it's where so many things happen. The downtown marketplace. Okay,
Saturdays,
so you know what we're talking about. Well, you know all of the oak trees that occupy that area. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you have to say.
Right there.
Don't spoil a surprise.
No. But in fact, this will be the kind of thing that will delight your own children and will certainly bring about the child in you.
Yes, you'll go back.
You'll absolutely be thrilled. And that, again, that's at 6 o'clock. My advice to you is just to get down there around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, find your place to park, and just plan on spending the afternoon and the evening, because there's just so much good stuff. Now, you've got, do you have the food vendors there along Adams Street corridor there? Are there going to be food vendors out there?
There will definitely be food vendors out there. We have a list, actually, of different vendors who will be there, different types of food. And then we have some food, and then we have some crafts as well.
Oh.
So there'll be different groups selling items down.
Let me see here.
Down there. Let's see. Lofty Pursuits will be there. They're here, and they'll actually be making candy as well. Yes.
Okay. So we have a live candy making demonstration.
And how many people can say they've seen that?
I mean,
that's just awesome that we have that.
Okay. And then let's see what else. Okay, go ahead.
Dog It All is going to be there as well. And then we have the Arts and Crafts and Exhibitors Earth Fair, Family Tree Community Center, the Truesdale Gymnastics Center. Actually, some of the young ladies there, young ladies and men, are selling light-up star-shaped necklaces.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have them. Lots of information. That's always a good time to provide information for the community. BJ's Party House, Bill Kelly, Capital Health Plans, some education, but lots of food. Everything from funnel cakes. So if you didn't get yours at the fair, come out, have a funnel cake, shish kebabs, curly fries, some ribs, chicken, turkey legs, Seafood, of course, is always good.
Oh, man.
So lots of fun.
So plenty of food.
You can have your
entertainment.
Fun and entertainment. You can eat. You can also have your dessert because, of course, the kids are going to want dessert. So there's plenty of dessert to have down there as well.
Not to mention the candy, right?
Not to mention the candy.
And then, is this right? First Baptist Church is hosting something they're calling Ring in the Season. 7 bell choirs, hundreds of bells featuring handbell choirs from Crawfordville United Methodist, Fellowship Presbyterian, First Baptist, Good Shepherd Catholic, Bainbridge First United Methodist, and Trinity United Methodist. And they're all there, joined by the Capitol Bells. And that happens at 4 o'clock.
So you're right. You could get there at 3.
Yeah.
And you could just stay till 10 o'clock.
I mean, I love bell choirs. That is so Christmas.
We're very fortunate in this community to have that kind of collaboration. All those choirs that you mentioned, different groups you mentioned, which is very fortunate.
Okay. Folks, we've had a fun chat here with our good friend Tamika Smith. She is the Interim Assistant Director for Tallahassee Parks Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs. Such a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It all happens tonight. Starting around 3 o'clock this afternoon, Tallahassee's beloved Winter Festival, including the nighttime parade. Make sure you are part of that. And make sure that you stay with me as we go on into the second hour of the show. Coming up, we've got ABC News here at the top of the hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on this beautiful Saturday in December. Glad you're with me. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Green Room. Heather Baker and company. This is an amazing person. And right here in our very own town of Tallahassee, Heather Baker is award-winning, having spent her entire career in hair. And she really knows how to make you look great for you, not try to make you look like somebody else. And yes, she is officially the hairdresser for Tallahassee Talks. I'm telling you, if I can go in there, guys, listen, stop fooling around with the chop shops around town. Get involved with somebody who really loves this craft. That's what she does, and it's called The Green Room on Lake Ella. They're located at 1425 North Monroe, right there at Lake Ella. You can reach her at 425-5222, or just go to her Facebook page, The Green Room on Lake Ella. It's the best thing you can do for your look this week.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for staying with me. Here we are in the second hour of this fine radio broadcast. Tallahassee Talks now concluding our fourth season, Carl? I guess we're heading, February will begin our fifth season of broadcasting Tallahassee Talks. It's hard to believe. Courtesy of the good folks over there at 93.3 who host the show for us, and among you there who are listening, 93.3 audience, glad that you've made it part of your Saturday. We try to bring you the best, brightest, coolest, talked about stuff in town, and no want for that this Saturday when having had this marvelous conversation with Tamika. Earlier than that, we had Miriam Dady talking about the gift guide for you. By the way, we do have that gift guide up there on the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. If you're looking for some really unusual, rather special gift ideas, we've got a host of them there for you. Simply go to TallahasseeTalks.com and look for gift guide on the front page there, and you'll enjoy reviewing that. And of course, Tamika Smith with Tallahassee Parks and Recreation Neighborhood Affairs. She did a fine job, I think, in bringing us up to speed on the activities planned for later this afternoon and evening, the Winter Festival that's upon us, happening all through the evening till about 10 o'clock. So if you've never done this, you owe it to yourself, especially if you got kids. They'll love it. It's fantastic. And for that, I will encourage you to be sure to get down there early enough. They'll start up around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Plenty of food vendors and Then the lighting ceremony comes up at 6. Our newly elected mayor, Gillum, will be there to throw the switch. And everybody hopes that it all works, especially all those city personnel who are standing by with their needle-nose pliers and lineman's pliers to make sure that all the electrical connections are tight. But anyway, if barring any unforeseen mishaps, you'll see a dazzling display of lights and all of that courtesy of our good friends at the City of Tallahassee Utilities that make this possible, along with the grand parade that starts up then around 7:15, around 7:15, 7:30. They'll kick that off. Again, another real jewel for us as a community. And it's remarkable, too, that in this time and in this environment of entrepreneurial experimentation, innovation. We've seen so much of it go on the last several years with folks that we've had the pleasure of meeting and bringing to you, people with pedicabs and electric bikes, people with software solutions and Google Glass software. It's remarkable. And here we have another example today with this young lady, Jackie Carlberg, who has made her home in Tallahassee only a few months ago. It's a remarkable story. And within the few months that she's been here, how well Tallahassee has embraced her in her effort to reach out. She's come across some very great people. A couple of these people I've known for years. Larry Barlow. Larry Barlow and I were in graduate school together 30 years ago, or better, 35 years ago, I guess. And Heather Fuseli, Heather is a blogger who writes about wellness issues. She's going to be a guest here coming up in a week or two. These are some great people, and she's put together, Jackie, for her part, has put together this marvelous magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine. Almost on a dare from a cousin of hers who had done something similar. And so she took it upon herself to pull the trigger. A great story, very inspiring and uplifting, I think. Hope you enjoy that conversation coming up. By the way, you heard me mention in the first hour our commitment to helping Christmas Connection. It's that time of year, folks, when families in need across our community experience that need in a way that is even more heartfelt, I would say. And here's our chance. We get to step up and give a toy to a child who otherwise might not have any Christmas at all. What a great thing to do. An unwrapped toy for a boy or girl that you can leave at any one of the many Renegade barbershop locations around town. And if you're unfamiliar with Renegade, go to this website, helpchristmasconnection.com. There's a map there that will show you exactly where the Renegade barbershop is nearest you. And they'll receive your donation with great thanks and place that donation in the brightly colored green donation boxes that are clearly marked. We've got these great big posters that say, "Help us help Christmas Connection." And we're running billboards and TV ads and radio ads and everything we can think of to get this word out that if we give generously, if we give responsibly, give something, you and I can make a whole lot of difference in the lives of these people. And what does that do? Is it only for the season of Christmas? I don't think so. I think we say to those people, there are people around you who care. Maybe that spark of hope will encourage them to press on and do better for themselves. Christmas Connection then goes about the business throughout the year of providing that training and education and that uplifting advice, even how to balance your checkbook or whatever is needful so that families are improving over time and for themselves. What better way to ensure the future of our community, to encourage the health of our citizenry, but to bring a little bit of encouragement, a little hope, during a time of year when hope is so dearly felt. Well, that's our part, and so we want to make sure that you're a part of it too. Again, the website is helpchristmasconnection.com. We can thank Vanguard North, one of our sponsors, a marvelous company. If you've not found out who Vanguard North is, these folks are home builders. Wow, what a great team we find at Vanguard North. Marvin McFate and his company, there's a story in and of itself. We need to get him in here on the show and have you tell you about his history as a home builder. Anyway, Vanguard North, who else? Browning, Moving and Logistics, Truck and Car Concept, The Printery. The guys at The Printery are unbelievably talented and amazingly dedicated to their clients and customers. They're a printing company, The Printery, as you might assume. And Pedro's Auto Repair, another sponsor, Witten Glass. All of these folks have donated their time and effort. They have come in as sponsors of our advertising and help us pay for all of this. It's remarkable. And in keeping with that, we will say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you, Renegade Barbershop, for making all of that happen for us again this year. As we do, we thank our sponsors for our show here, and we want to include in that conversation Tommy T's. Tommy T's, they're in Midtown. These guys are some of the best auto mechanics on the planet. Great for a quick oil change if you're going through Midtown, right there on Thomasville Road. Tommy T's Mighty Lube is what they're called. You'll love them. So stay with me. We've got Jackie Carlberg coming up right after this break.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow too by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Family Magazine is a quarterly non-denominational magazine that upholds the traditional values of families and is here to inform us, enrich us, inspire and uplift families. Each issue highlights a few local families that strive to enrich, inspire, or uplift the community around them. And we have with us this morning the editor-in-chief, not only the editor-in-chief, but the editor and the chief, Jackie Carlberg. How are you, Jackie?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Brian.
We're glad that you're here and hope that you can help us all understand better what in the world you were thinking when you decided to launch this effort, because anybody who knows what it takes to run a business knows that this is in and of itself a magnanimous undertaking. And at the same time, you've launched this brand new magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine, and you've only been in town since August.
That's correct.
I mean, what's wrong with you? You were fine. You didn't need to do this to yourself. I'm teasing you, but my goodness, when I got this in the mail, it came to our office here the other day, and I was impressed with the production value. I thought, well, these are people who, though modest in their first attempt, I mean, it's a smaller publication, I guess, in terms of number of pages, but heaven's sakes, it's well done, and a lot of the articles I thought were pretty well written. And then I started looking at some of your contributors. I mean, people like Larry Barlow, that I've known for 30 years. Mm-hmm. He and I were in graduate school over there in family at Florida State, and very well respected in the community as a family therapist and mental health counselor.
Yes.
And his wife, Sandra. right along there with him as well, a contributor. Karen Chapman, Heather Fuselier. Heather's going to be a guest here in a couple weeks on the show.
Excellent.
A lot of people know Heather. Yeah.
Healthy Heather.
Healthy Heather. And then our buddy Hugh Tomlinson. You even got him involved. Everybody knows Hugh. So how did you do this? I mean, in such a short period of time.
Well, my background is in business. I've also been a teacher. I've worked in public relations and marketing and just kind of bringing all those together to produce, you know, something like this. When I was a project manager for a consulting firm. Well, it was about a year ago when I left there. And
where was there?
That was in Provo, Utah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And while there, I produced a lot of materials for our consultants to go out and teach. It was a consulting firm.
I see.
And so that experience there was gave me the encouragement to be able to do something like this.
Right.
But yeah.
So you had some professional background. You were a mm-hmm. teacher. What did you teach or what grade levels?
Yeah, that's what I did most recently,
yeah.
Right before we moved here.
I noticed you have a master's in education, right?
Yeah. So I was getting that while I was working for Brigham Young University in the athletic department as a sports information director.
Oh, I see. So you're an overachiever. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I did that, and then I
see,
worked
I don't in... like people like you because it just makes me feel so inadequate.
Oh, please.
Unproductive.
I'm sure you have done many
no,
things.
No, I haven't. I'm lazy. I do exactly what I have to do just to survive. It's just being honest.
Well, that's another reason why I wanted to do the magazine, too, was to hopefully, eventually,
reach
support
out to
my
poor,
family.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say reach out to poor slobs like me who need a little inspiration now and then. Okay.
Well, maybe that, too.
Yeah, okay, along the way. So how did you get the idea?
I have a cousin that started a family magazine in her area, and she has a similar educational background like mine, and she did it. She said, you know, if it's needed in your area, then, you know, maybe you should give it a shot. And so I looked around, and I felt like it was a big need in the Tallahassee area, so I just started it up.
There you go.
Yeah.
So she had given you some hope that it can be done. How long has she been doing what she's doing?
Not very long. She started, I think it's been about a year ago. So.
Okay. Now, not to be overly analytical here with this whole thing, but goodness, I mean, to launch a business, to launch a publication,
mm-hmm.
to be the new kid on the block, and anybody who's looked at the cost of print lately knows that this is a sizable undertaking. I mean,
yeah.
I just want to know how many mortgages did you have to take out in order to finance this thing?
Well, I guess, my husband's saying this better work, right? But,
the credit cards aren't looking real good right now. I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
But we were saving for a house because we weren't planning on moving. And we just he got into Florida State. My husband's going to grad school there.
And what is his area of study?
Master's of sports sciences.
Sports science. Mm-hmm. Okay. So not in line necessarily with your professional interests, huh?
No, not so much.
Okay, so.
But I'm his editor. He likes that. Edit his papers.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, so in addition to all that you're doing, you're also helping put him through graduate school.
Yeah. Getting my second master's.
You're making me tired here. I just, well, okay. So here comes Jackie Carlberg, gets an idea from her cousin to create a publication, a magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine. And within the first 3 months of her arrival in Tallahassee, reaches out to some very well-known, well-established individuals who agree to be contributors to her publication and pulls it off. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this copy of Tallahassee Family Magazine. And the production value, as I said earlier, it's quite nice. And I thought, well, what a great person to talk to about entrepreneurialism. Mm-hmm. And what it means to start from nothing, create something out of nothing. And why Tallahassee? We're going to find out more about this with our friend, our new friend, Jackie Carlberg. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Glad you're with us, too, by the way, because it's Christmas time and we're all having such wonderful things around us going on. And hope that you'll stay with me here through the hour. We are going to continue talking with Jackie Carlberg, not only about this publication, but about what she has found most interesting about Tallahassee upon her arrival. Stay with me. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Joe Doty with Truck and Car Concepts, and at 3270 Mahan Drive. Tallahassee, you tired of your old ride? Not looking to buy a new one? Bring it down to Truck and Car Concepts and we'll make it look new. Lift kits, lowering kits, we have full detailing. We have everything to make that old car look new, make that old truck perk up.
Joe Doty and his crew will do it with all the latest, biggest, and best you're gonna need. We can put you back on the street with complete automotive detailing that'll make all their heads turn.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time. Get the right parts and equipment and thorough, exact installation with a lifetime warranty. After 20 years of experience, you can trust Truck and Car Concepts.
The perfect gift. Truck and Car Concepts gift certificates are available now.
Let's rock your ride with our bed liners, toolboxes, brush guards, and bed caps.
I think I'm in love.
Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan, 656-8800, 656-8800.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Jackie Carlberg. She is the editor-in-chief of a brand new publication, Tallahassee Family Magazine. How do they get this if they haven't already gotten their first issue?
Great question. We are in just about every preschool and...
this copy
daycare.
Was mailed to our
studio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so a lot are being sent out through direct mail, so you may have gotten it in the mail.
Can they subscribe?
Yes, you can subscribe. Just go to our website, TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com, and you can subscribe there. It's free.
Right.
And then also, we will soon be in all Publix and Winn-Dixie supermarkets. It's not there just yet, but you can also pick it up at a lot of churches around in the area that are carrying it.
Right.
Preschools, daycares, private schools, and then also all of the libraries have them to pick them up for free.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, in that regard, how do you think your first issue has been received? Have you gotten feedback yet?
Yeah, I've only gotten positive feedback, really.
Really?
Everyone that I've talked to has been really positive about it and excited about it as well.
Except your husband.
Well, he likes it too. He's showing it off to his friends.
Is he? Okay, yeah. Now that it's all happened. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And let's keep picking on your husband as much as we can as we continue.
He'll love it.
Yeah, this conversation. Don't even know the man, but why not? We'll throw him under the bus. So this is a quarterly publication.
Correct.
When you reached out to people like Heather Fuselike, what was your message to her? How did you recruit all of these contributors?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't even know if I remember how it all happened. It was just kind of a blur right now.
That was the first thing I was going to ask, I guess.
Well, I first reached out to a mom's group on Facebook. It's called Tally Mom Stay Connected. And so I got a lot of feedback from there. I think I was asking about families in the area that do special service projects around the Christmas season, around the holidays.
Yeah.
And so from there, I heard about different things. That's where I heard about our cover story about Project Night Night and where I heard from Erin McDonald and her family about feeding the homeless on Christmas Day for the past 18 years. So just from there, it kind of spread and... so I got a lot of ideas, a lot of people talking about, well, I do this and I do this. Maybe you could benefit from these things. And so I picked and chose the best ones and then filled in the gaps.
In Tallahassee, you have a local...
Yeah, Rose Printing was our publisher. So yeah, I like to keep it all local as much as possible.
Well, I noticed too here in part of your mission statement, when you talk about inform, enrich, and inspire, the inspirational portion of that says often we just need a little push to do what we need to do to better our lives. How is it that this magazine, you think, will help us do that?
Well, I think that especially a publication that is local, and some people, you know, I've showed this shown this magazine to people, and they say, "Oh, I know that person that's on the cover," and they see that it's people that are around them, people in their community, and being able to see that and say, "Well, they're doing that. Why can't I do that?" And so that's kind of my thought with that, to not have it some celebrity that's doing something awesome here.
Right.
Be like, well, I'm not celebrity status, so I can't do that. But it's people just like you and me.
Ground level.
Yeah, doing, you know, wonderful things.
As an educator, what did you do? I don't think you answered my question.
I probably didn't.
You were avoiding me.
Sorry.
That makes me even more curious. So you were teaching prior. What were you teaching or what were you high school or?
It was middle school.
Middle school.
A fun age.
Imagine.
But what yeah, a trip. I taught a few leadership classes. I taught some computer classes and career and technical education. So lots of different things.
So
it was a lot of fun.
As an educator, then you approach this enterprise with a degree of interest in helping us learn. Is that part of the landscape for you?
Yeah, for sure.
At your core, you really want to communicate information that improves and educates us, huh?
Yeah. And also how we can educate our children. Just ideas. I think being a parent, it's just kind of innate. To know what we need to do to help our kids succeed. Yeah, it's true. But
a lot of parents don't seem to have those genetic portions of their DNA working in that direction.
It's true.
So they need our help even more so.
But yeah, so to maybe give a few ideas if you haven't thought about them, or to just reiterate your thoughts in parenting and things like that.
I was wondering, too, you've got, as part of your mission statement, this ability to uplift, and I'm thinking maybe that's where that comes in for parents that get up and go, you know, I got three kids, and I probably shouldn't have these three kids because I don't know what to do with them. You know, they just kind of wear you out. And so here you're talking about every issue, including personal interest stories and those stories that focus on local families. Mm-hmm. Going back to your idea of, these are real people doing really cool things. And
they're your neighbors, too.
Yeah. So. And you're saying here, what better way to uplift than to hear about someone in your own community doing something wonderful to help other people, particularly their own children, perhaps. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I think it needs to start in the home. And that's what this is all about. First, we need to teach our children. We can't reach out to other people until we ourselves, that we help ourselves, we help our children, we help our family.
Yeah. We've had a number of guests who echo that concern. Tira Charles was on recently, who herself talks about the significance of family, particularly those connected, intimate, significant relationships early on. So you're a believer in that?
Yeah.
You think that early developmental issues are significant then?
Oh, yes. Huh. And I don't think that it's too early to start teaching our children. I've read multiple things about, the first 3 years of life, our children learn more than they will in the next 15 years, and so it's really, it's been eye-opening to me as well to meet with these people in the community that are such experts in their fields and are able to talk about these things. For example, for our next issue, I was interviewing this lady in our community, Dina Sokolow, And she's a, anyway, she has a, I think she's turning 5 in February, a little girl, 5-year-old girl. And they go around and help people out whenever they can. They, you know, make little...
A 5-year-old girl.
Yeah. And she started when she was 3.
Helping
but,
people.
But, you know, instead of... Well, like for her birthday parties, instead of having her friends bring her presents, they have her... She has her friends bring items to donate to a charity. For example, Project Night Night, which is our cover story, this issue. They did that once for her birthday. Her like four-year-old birthday party. And so anyway, she's 4, so she still, you know, wants presents and stuff, but to be able to teach her so early, I thought, I don't know, it's amazing. So I'm excited to learn more about her story. But you know, it's things like that and people like that I'm meeting, and it's really eye opening and inspiring.
Talking with Jackie Carlberg here, the editor-in-chief of this brand new publication, Tallahassee Family Magazine, that's available to you. Again, the website is TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com. Is that right?
Correct.
And it's a free publication.
Yep.
So you can subscribe online and be a part of this growing audience of readers who find, at least as I look through it, a variety of topics being covered, everything from finance to toilet paper and back again. These are all important topics, are they not? Folks, stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, bringing you all the very cool people and the very cool things going on here in our beloved Tally Town. Stay with me.
In 1939, a young copywriter named Robert L. May of the Montgomery Ward Company wrote a Christmas poem to be shared with their store customers. The popularity of this little poem grew famously until it became one of America's most treasured. So much so that 10 years later, it was the basis of a song written by Johnny Marks and recorded by Gene Autry. As a child, May was often taunted and ostracized for being shy and small in stature. So it was easy for him to capture those emotions as he told us the story of one strange-looking reindeer with a shiny red nose. And now you know another Christmas story. From Ray Gordon Brake Service, the brake experts on Greer Road, call 850-386-6133. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 850-656-8453.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. We have Jackie Carlberg with us. Remarkable young lady who is a fairly new arrival on the scene. What did you say, Jackie? You got here in August.
Mm-hmm.
And already has gotten busy producing this magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine. Which has, among other things, in its description, this purpose to enrich us, to enrich local Tallahassee residents as we learn and improve our lives, bringing us guest writers who are experts in their particular fields. And those fields, from my humble observation, are pretty diverse. I mean, you got Heather Fusile over here, you got Hugh Tomlinson. I mean, Hugh, really? Hugh Tomlinson? That guy is a rock star. And Hugh, I hope you're listening right now. He is the board president for the YMCA locally, and there's an article in here where he's talking about serving our youth since 1952. Wow. So you learn all sorts of things as you go through this publication, and then she's got a cover story having to do with this Project Night Night, which makes you sound very silly when I say that. Just you realize this is not a guy's magazine, okay? Am I okay with
that? Hey, it's for you too.
Really? 10 tips for traveling with children. Yeah, I got 10 tips for you. Can we
don't
just,
go? Yeah, don't go.
Don't bring them along. Have them heavily medicated. I don't know. You know, I'm the father of 4. So I think I can speak with authority when I say long trips have their own sort of unique place in my memory that I'm still in therapy about. So
Well, I'll be using those tips just next week when I fly across country with my 2-year-old. That'll be
well,
fun.
Well, and see, so not only are you admonishing us, you're willing to take some of your own medicine.
Yeah.
And so who knows? There might be a change of title in the magazine at some point in the future. It's not Tallahassee Family Magazine. It's just me. It's all about me. So here you are. How did you pull the financing together for all of this? Because that's a lot of, and I'm picking on you in that direction because we talk to people often who are in startup situations.
Mm-hmm.
They have an idea for a business, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, venture capital is hard to come by, even in the best of times. And certainly the last 10 years have been rough.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at you and go, well, man, not only did she have this great idea, she started in August and she's already got her first issue published.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So did you have like a rich uncle somewhere who just bankrolled
this
wish. Deal?
Yeah. Well, we were saving for a house and then we moved from Utah, and that's where we were saving to buy a house there. And then this kind of fell in our laps to come to Tallahassee. And so we decided to just up and leave. And so we had this money that we were saving and so kind of put that.
Broke open the piggy bank, so to speak.
Put that toward the business venture.
Yeah.
So.
And there you go, folks. There's the key element. That I notice is this willingness to take risk, to invest personally in the enterprise. I mean, I know people who visit Las Vegas more frequently than I do, who take less risk. This is your savings that you had set aside for a house and you've invested in this business.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to feel sort of scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah.
But I think with big risk, you can also get a lot of return on that investment. So,
what's the model here? Would you say that your goal is to grow the publication and as a standalone, it will remain a Tallahassee thing? Or do you see this having multi-market possibilities? Is that part of your vision?
You know, maybe down the road I may open up in other cities, but I like it to be a very local publication. I see it as always being the Tallahassee Family Magazine and staying here, you know, Tallahassee and the surrounding area.
So I take it that means that you and your husband have also decided we're going to stay in Tallahassee for a while. Is that even postgraduate?
Well, I was born in the Bay Area, of San Francisco Bay Area, in Lafayette, California, and then lived in Southern California in Barstow, in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
Right. Yeah, that is.
And then in Sierra Vista, Arizona. It's southeast Arizona.
So the trees here scare you? Is that?
Oh, I love them, except for when they get on my car. And sap and everything.
And for that, then, what do you like least about Tallahassee?
Probably just rush hour traffic. I just hate traffic.
It is always the case. People will say that the traffic lights and the traffic annoy them more than anything else.
Yeah.
Which I have this sort of weird theory about why people have become more and more impatient in traffic, right? So it used to be customary that if the light turned green, yeah, give it a second, right? You're not laying on your horn because the guy in front of you hasn't jackrabbited himself through the intersection before you, but not anymore. And my theory is that there are so many traffic lights, so many intersections, right, first of all, and we're used to point and click. We've become accustomed to...
Well, the now generation, right?
I'm looking now in the rearview mirror, and these oftentimes are people who are my age. And I'm thinking, what is it that has changed in our culture? Another thing is that we have given up restraints. We have taken away any filters, right?
Yeah.
We've been encouraged to just tell it like it is.
Speak our mind.
So we speak our minds. We're all these independently... minded people who can say whatever we want to, because by golly, it's all about freedom of speech. Okay, well, it just becomes rather wearisome. And I'm wondering, too, if you think that that's rooted, kind of pull this back around, in how we organize ourselves as families. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talked about this little 5-year-old girl who likes to have other people give her birthday presents that can be given to people in need,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's significant. And I don't know that that's at all common. That seems to be pretty unusual.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we can make that more the norm. But yeah, it starts in our families. We have to start in the home and work our way out from there.
When you see yourself, let's say 5 years out, mm-hmm. what do you think will happen with this publication? What do you imagine or envision? Have you thought in that? Have you actually thought to the end of the week, right? You're just trying.
I'm just trying to get by, Brian. I mean,
give it up, Brian. She's only been here since August, man. Give her a break.
Well, you know, our mission will probably be the same.
I mean, you don't have a lot of paid staff or any paid staffers,
not,
from what I can tell.
Not really.
I mean, and you
I've got a photographer and a graphic designer and a new salesperson, but that's about it. So
what a marvelous thing. Folks, I hope you have found it as inspiring as I did when I began to understand Jackie Carlberg's mission and vision for this. Tallahassee Family Magazine, available now. You can go to their website, TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com, subscribe, and begin to participate in this conversation that Jackie has initiated about inspiring and enriching us, informing and uplifting Tallahassee families, particularly, in all that we have to endure and try to make happen for our kids and for ourselves. Jackie, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much, Brian.
We'll have to have you back. We're definitely going to keep an eye on you to make sure you don't implode or something.
Please do.
Yeah. Have a rope tied around your ankle so we can drag you out of the fire. Folks, that's what we love to do around here. We talk with very cool people doing very cool things. And here we have Jackie Carlberg, who has made her contribution to that conversation. Glad that you've been a part of it. We hope to see you again right back here Saturday morning, 93.3, our home station in Tallahassee. We'll be looking for you. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. This Christmas may your heart be filled with the good news of that first Christmas night, now and throughout the new year. From Ray Gordon Brake Service, the brake experts on Greer Road, call 850-386-6133. Witten Glass on South Monroe, 850-222-5781. And by Sellers Tile on Capitol Circle Northeast, 850-656-8453.